Welcome to the Words of Life with God's servant Pastor Obed Joy Obin. Get set for a life-transforming word right from the ovens of heaven.
Father and our God, we celebrate you this morning. We give you all the praise and magnify your holy name, because you alone deserve the praise and deserve the glory. There is no one else like you. You reign forever, for thy word is settled from the beginning to the end. There is no one that can be compared unto thee. We thank you this morning for the gathering of the saints once again. The enemy thought that he has won the battle, but little did he know that God is preparing us for a time like this. We give you all the praise, Father, for keeping us, for sustaining us, for watching over us, for protecting us. Father, for all the things that we have been through for the past 12 weeks, oh God, we thank you, oh God, for bringing us back as a church. We thank you, oh God, for the victory that you have won for us, that irrespective of what is happening, we will still serve our God. We will still raise our hands and magnify him. We will still exalt his holy name. We will still say that you are God. We are not moved by what we see or what we hear. We are not moved by the circumstance. We are not moved by what is happening. But we are only moved by your word, oh God. And your word says that we shouldn't stop, oh God, the assembly of the saints, oh God. We thank you for bringing us together once again. We thank you for bringing us together once again. We thank you for bringing us together once again. We lift up our voice in worship. And we say that worthy is the Lamb that was slain. This morning be glorified. This morning be exalted. This morning be worshipped. Even in this time and forevermore. Let the saints shout a big amen. If you can, put your hands together for Jesus and please take your seat. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to say to yourself that I am at the right place. Come on, say to yourself now, I am at the right place, at the right time, in the right church, serving the right God. Come on, and I know that is right. Jesus, come on, can I hear you a little bit? Jesus is all that I need to have all my needs met. This morning, I will not miss Jesus. If that is your prayer, say a big amen, amen. Hallelujah. This morning, we want to start a series that I have entitled Overflowing in the Supernatural Life. Oh, come on, the one who said amen, you are there. Overflowing in the supernatural life. Overflowing in the supernatural life. We are born to be supernatural. We are born supernatural and we must live supernatural. Our life is supposed to be a supernatural life, not just a natural life. The Bible says that he that is born of the spirit is of a spirit, and he that is born of flesh is of flesh. We are born not of corruptible seed, but we are born of an incorruptible seed. We are born by the word of God. The same word that came to Mary and formed a seed in the womb of Mary. And at the end of the period, the Bible says that and the word which was a seed became flesh and it dwelleth among us. And the Bible says that we have seen his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father. That is the manifestation of the word that was begot in Mary. And that became a tangible manifestation of God's glory, that is Jesus Christ. As many that comes to believe in Jesus, we are born to live a supernatural life. Not just living a supernatural life, we must live a life that overflows. That is an overflowing supernatural life. John chapter number 10, verse number 10, Jesus explicitly makes us to understand that he said that a thief cometh not but to steal, kill and to destroy. The ultimate aim or the agenda of the devil is to steal, to kill and to destroy. But Jesus said that, look, the enemy is fighting, the enemy is doing whatever he can to steal, to kill and to destroy. But I'm giving you a different way of life. I'm giving you a different way of approach. I'm giving you yet another option that you would have life and have it till it overflows. I pray that somebody this month will begin to overflow in the supernatural life. The Zoe life will overflow in you. The life of Jesus Christ will not just be your speaking word, but it will be your living truth. The life that runs through Jesus, that made Jesus who he is, will not just be by man. It will not just be on your lips, but it will be a reality to you. Hallelujah. You can also say that indeed I am a child of God based on the kind of life you are living. The kind of life you are living. Say the kind of life we are living. Our key scripture for this month and for our series will be taken from Mark chapter number 16, verse number 17 and 18. Mark chapter number 16, verse number 17 and verse number 18. Now we begin to read. The Bible says that, "And these signs shall follow them that believe." Hallelujah. "In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues." Hallelujah. At verse 18, say that they shall pick up serpents, and that if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. This will be your testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. He said that anyone who comes to believe, these signs shall follow them. You are an embodiment of signs and wonders. Signs and wonders must be the order of your day. As a child of God, you must live for sign and you must live for a wonder. These signs shall follow them. That is why you are still living and you are still alive. And as many are suffering from the symptoms of coronavirus, you are standing free today in the name of Jesus Christ. As many are dying of a disease, you are still alive today in the name of Jesus. As many are going through all kinds of atrocities and things, I see you living as a supernatural being. Is somebody here with me? We must understand that the life of Jesus and the ministry of Jesus was characterized by signs and wonders. His ministry had an attraction. And the greatest attraction of Jesus' ministry was signs and wonders. The reason why people followed him here and there, and everybody wants to see Jesus, because he was living a strange life. He was living a life that cannot be actually fathomed with human understanding. He was living a life that people could not understand. It looks so strange how this man will be able to turn a stone into bread, and he will be able to feed over 5,000 men. It looks so strange how he will just speak to someone and the person will be healed. He will just command and demons will be fleeing off. And it looks so strange to people how Jesus could raise the dead and how he could let the live walk and the blind see. His life was so much characterized by signs and wonders. And as we follow him, God expects us to also flow in the order of Jesus Christ, that is in signs and wonders. He wants us to also live a life that will be so strange to people. And people will begin to ask questions that how was this possible? I thought you could not make it. I thought this couldn't happen to you. I thought everybody is suffering, therefore you need to suffer. I thought everybody is struggling, therefore you need to struggle. The other day, my father told me something. When things were hard and things were so difficult, and we didn't actually know what to do. And when people were building houses and were actually lavishing in all that they had, one day he said that, "You don't worry, let's keep on serving the Lord. Because a time is coming, and that time where things are so difficult, where even a bag of cement is so expensive, that is the time God is going to give you grace to build." Oh my God, is somebody here with me? That is a life of supernatural. When people are complaining, you will be soaring higher. When the Bible says that when men are cast down, there shall be a lifting up for you. I came to let you know that you are supposed, without any reservation, live a life that Jesus lived. And that was a life of signs and wonders. And I see somebody getting into that realm. We saw it in John chapter number 6, verse number 2. John chapter number 6, verse number 2. The Bible makes us to understand. The Bible says that, and a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles, which he did on that day, on them that were diseased. A great multitude followed him. I want to prophesy today that we are standing in the instead of Jesus. We are standing in the place of Jesus. Now, if anybody is looking for Jesus, Jesus cannot be found here on earth. But you stand as his representative. Is somebody here with me? And the time is coming, and I believe that time is now. Now, in the midst of the coronavirus, the Bible says that a great multitude followed him because they saw miracles. May great multitude begin to follow you because of the miracles they are seeing in your life. The testimonies they are hearing from your life. Great things that God is showing in your life. Just this week, a woman sent me a message concerning a testimony that God has given him, through prayer line. She said that, she's living outside Ghana, and she's been working in this particular company, and because of the coronavirus and things, they've been asked to go home. And one disadvantage to her is the fact that when you are asked to go home, it means that your salary, your manager, is the one who manages your salary. So he can decide to give you half of it and take the rest, or decide not even to give you at all. And therefore, he said that this particular morning he prayed with us on prayer line, and he told God that, God, I don't want to work in vain, as Pastor Obed is admonishing. I don't want to work in vain. Whatever is due me should come to me. Oh my God. Oh my God. And the Bible said that lo and behold, she was there right in the morning. Then the manager who has asked her to go to stay home called her to come back to work that same morning. I don't know. We serve a God of miracles. Oh, I wish I have the right people here. I said we serve a God of miracles. He lived a life of miracles, and so shall we also live it. He said that, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, anybody who comes to believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you come after the order of signs and wonders that Jesus lived. Is somebody here with me? We saw many a times in Jesus' life that when Jesus began to identify himself with the Father, there he had a problem. He had many, many issues to deal with. And I believe that if we are going to enjoy the supernatural life as children of God, then we need to have one important ingredient. And that ingredient is that we must have supernatural mentality. Say supernatural mentality. Oh, you can't think one thing and become another thing. You are what you think. If you want to overflow in supernatural, you must have the supernatural mindset or the supernatural mentality. Could it be possible that in Hebrews, I want us to read Hebrews chapter number 6. Hebrews 11, verse number 6 to 7. The mentality of the supernatural is what empowers the believer to flow in signs and wonders. The mentality of the supernatural is what empowers the believer to flow in signs and wonders. Hebrews 11, verse number 6 to verse number 7. The Bible says that, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hallelujah. Is somebody here with me? Now, God is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He that cometh to God must know that he is, and he is the rewarder. He that cometh to God. Anyone who comes to believe in Jesus Christ must believe that he is, and he is the rewarder of them that diligently. Anybody who comes to believe in Jesus Christ, God rewards you. And among the things that God rewards you with is the aura of signs and wonders. God rewards you with a particular grace, with a particular aura, with a particular mindset. That is that he is your rewarder, and he rewards you with signs and wonders. Verse number six says, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet. My God. The Bible makes it clear that moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of righteousness, which is by faith. Now, when God spoke to Noah, the Bible makes it clear that at that time sin had covered the surface of the earth. And Noah started preaching, and nobody could hear him. Nobody could listen to him. Everybody is giving a deaf ear to what Noah is saying. But what caused Noah to be able to stand even in the midst of a disobedient community? What caused Noah to keep on preaching, to keep on telling them what God had told him concerning the destruction of the people? It was the belief that Noah had, and not just only the belief, but Noah also perceived. Noah saw in his mind's eye, he had a mentality of whatever God was telling him. Beloved, before we can overflow in the supernatural, we must carry a particular mindset. We must carry a particular. How could Noah believe that what God is saying is true? And how could he believe that it will definitely come to pass? The Bible says that he believed, and yet he went on to do what God was speaking to him. You and I must come to a point in time where we also carry that mindset. And as we carry that mindset, God is going to show us strange and supernatural things. Things that we have never envisaged. I don't know what God has spoken to you, but as you begin to carry it in your mindset, as you begin to think about it, as you begin to meditate about it, as you begin to think through it, as you begin to see in your mind's eye what God is about to do, you will see it happening in Jesus' name. I see somebody see that it happening in Jesus' name. Whatever promise God has made you, I see it coming to pass. I said, I see that promise coming to pass. In the name of Jesus Christ, that is why the Jews and the Pharisees could not understand. And they always fought Jesus at any point in time, because every time Jesus will want to associate and connect himself with his Father, because God is the supernatural. God is the supernatural. Therefore, anybody who connects with God, who positions himself with God, also begins to walk the supernatural life. They fought him. There are times that they wanted to beat him. There are times that they almost threw him into a pit. All because he said that he and the Father are one. Could it be possible there is something strange in your connectivity with God that makes you live like God? And therefore, people will hate you anytime you are connecting yourself with God. People will try to stop you anytime you are having fellowship with God. It happened to Jesus, and therefore it will happen to you. But when it happens to you, then you must know that you are different species. You are made of a different brand. You are made or born of the spirit, not of the flesh. You are made to live a particular lifestyle. That is the life of a sign and a wonder. I pray that from this man going, may you begin to live such a life. Is somebody here with me? You will drink a deadly thing, and it shall not kill you. This is the kind of level God is taking us. That let everybody suffer, you will still make it. Let everybody struggle, you will still make it. It doesn't mean that you will not take care of yourself, or you will live your life to chance. But it also means that as God has strengthened and empowers you, and as you connect yourself with him, definitely you are living a life full of grace and full of signs and wonders. And I pray that this be your portion in Jesus' name. For those of you writing, just take this, John chapter number 5, verse 17 to 18. And John 8, 57 to 59 all talks about the fact that Jesus, when he declared that God is his father, they sought to stone him. And they sought to beat him. They sought to beat him. We must possess the mentality of the supernatural so that we can flow in the supernatural life. Give me Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7. Is somebody getting something today? Yes. The Bible says, for us, as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. Hallelujah. As a man thinketh in his heart, what are you thinking about God to do in your life? Everything starts with us, a particular mindset that you and I must carry. This year, when God is bringing us into the year of supernatural overflow, he wants us to carry that particular mindset. A mindset where your blessings are flowing. A mindset where you are living a life of signs and wonders. That is the supernatural. The supernatural is a realm of signs and wonders. It's a realm of miracles. Strange miracles after the order of Jesus Christ. And it all starts with the life of Jesus that you have in you. And it comes also with the mentality or the mindset you carry. I know some of you are looking down on yourself already. I know some of you are giving up already. You are giving up on your businesses. You are giving up on your marriages. You are giving up on your family. You are giving up on your education. You are giving up on so many things because looking at the time of the year and the things you have suffered this year. Am I speaking to somebody here with me? You are almost giving up that this cannot be possible. The circumstances are not so favorable. The environment is not so conducive for me to be able to make it. I came to let you know that we serve a God who can turn things around. And I came to prophesy upon somebody's life. There's a life in you that never dies. There's a life in you that is so strong and so powerful. And that, you see, the sign and the wonders is seen when there are difficulties. You only experience overflow when there are shortages. Is somebody here with me? You only see that God is with you when you have been through something. If you have not been through something, you will never appreciate the presence of God with you. When everything is all right with you, there you think that it is by your own strength or by your own ability. But the Bible says that, yet though I go through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because God is with me. By his rod and his what? His staff. I don't know about you, but I know God is about to turn things around. I don't know about you, but I know God is about to change your situation. It will surprise you that even in this COVID situation where people are losing their job, that is where God is going to feed you them all. Oh, that is where you're going to have an abundance. Is somebody here with me? I'm not just speaking anything. I'm prophesying. What are you doing with me? Is somebody here with me? Let me tell you something. It will surprise you. People couldn't understand that ever since we went on break and we were not coming to church right from the first day we started working on this house. And we have worked till yesterday, and today we will still work. Is somebody here with me? And people don't understand, and they'll be passing by and they'll be asking questions. Are these people? Why? Because this is not the time to build. This is not the time to do anything. I came to let you know that same grace that is upon this altar, that causes you people to excel even in difficult times, that grace is coming upon you. Oh, come on, I wish I had the right people. I said that grace is coming upon you. That you will build even in difficult times. You will build when people are complaining. You will do exploits and you will make it to the top in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on with your mask. I want you to shout, yeah!
Let me tell you, as in closing,
How possible could Moses, in Exodus chapter 14, verse 14 to 21, we saw the encounter where Moses had to lead the people of Israel right from Egypt through the Red Sea to the wilderness on their way to the promised land. How could it be possible? Moses knew that the route where they have taken, or God wants them to take, was a route that will encounter the rest. Let me tell you something. We don't speak of the negative. We don't speak of the bad circumstance. Nobody ever said that 2020 was going to be rosy. Nobody said that. Is somebody here with me? You know, Moses knew, because he knew the environment. He knew the geographical area. After all, he has been on the mountain, so he knows that from the mountain, you could see that when you pass this way, you will meet the Red Sea. And when you pass this way, but God said that, don't pass anywhere. Don't pass the easy side of life. Many of you want things to be easier. But not until God takes you through something, you will not be able to experience Him. God said that, don't go through the easy way. Many of you are going through the easy way. That's why you are being destroyed. If Moses and the people have taken the easiest way, Pharaoh and his entourage, Pharaoh and his chariots would have pounced on them and have killed them. But because God knew what he's about to do with them, to prove to them that I am with you, he said, I passed through the Red Sea. When they got to the, what could cause Moses not to doubt God? This does not make sense. When we go through the West Sea, we are caught up by the end of the Red Sea, the enemy will come. God says, shut up and go. I came to let you know that coronavirus could be a Red Sea, but God is going to make a way. Listen, the interesting thing is that Moses had a supernatural mentality. He knew that God is able to do all things. God is able to make a way where there seems to be no way. Moses, I believe that saw in his man's eye how God was opening the Red Sea. That he will make a way out of it. So let the people go. Let us move forward. And you see, it was the mindset he had. That is why he was able to understand God. So when he got to the Red Sea, he was able to know what God is doing. And therefore, God told him to stretch your hands. He did. He said that open up your arms. Then he did. And as long as he was doing it, the Red Sea were opening up. I came to let you know that everything you expect God to do, God says he's about to do it with you. Have that mindset that God is making a way for you. Have mindset that you are getting a new job. Had mindset that you are starting the business again. Had that mindset that nothing is stopping for you. Oh, I wish I have the right people here. Is anybody here with me? Shall I have the supernatural mindset? You have it. You got it. You got a supernatural mindset. So if Moses could not imagine the Red Sea give way, he wouldn't have led the people towards it. He imagined it. I want you to imagine that difficulty standing in your way. Imagine it giving way. Is it the corona? Now, there's a term that is coming. If they don't want to commit themselves, the company doesn't want to commit themselves in the fact that they have breached the labor law. They will tell you that you proceed on leave without pay. Meanwhile, they want to tell they've sacked you, but they don't want to say they've sacked you. You have not been sacked, because if they tell you have been sacked, that means they have to give you entitlements. And because they don't have the entitlement to give you, so you just hold on. We'll call you when things are better. I pray for somebody today. God is making a way out of the wilderness. You see, have that mindset. Nyasa Adreno said, Yankopo or you be before from. So Moses and ya as I grin and say a rather bit be a friend say Red Sea, no, I'm Oma from one and come or time for the bear day. And then she and I'm a drill on ya and say, Yanko port to me a dinner. God is able to make all grace abound. I came to encourage somebody. You are for a sign and for a wonder. Don't give up on yourself. You are too loaded and too blessed to be mourning and to be weeping over something you are losing. God is about to turn things around for you. Come on, be on your feet this morning. What a blessing. I said, what a blessing. I said, what a blessing. Shout, I am a sign and a wonder. Wow. Raise your hands to the Father and thank Him for His word. Come on, bless Him for His word. Give Him praise for His word. Come on, give Him praise for His word. Come on, give Him praise. Mark 16, 17, and 18. He said, that he that believeth on me, in my name. Are you a child of God? Then you are a sign and a wonder. Oh my God. You want to pray that, Father, give me a mindset of the supernatural. Let me know what you are doing. Let me carry your mindset. Let me understand what you are doing. Come on, somebody open your mouth. Father, give me a mindset of the supernatural. Raise your voice. Come on, raise your voice. Come on, raise your voice.
We trust that you've been blessed with the word of God. We would like to have you worship with us at Miracle Manor Church, Top High, off Tech Junction Road, behind Love FM. Call us on 0244-991294 or 0209-959090. Miracle Manor Church, manna fed, manna satisfied.